That's not the latest from Judas Priest. It's the latest from Rob Halford, released middle of October, called Celestial. And Rob Halford joins us now in the Freak Nation. And this is the one that kicked me in the nuts the hardest, was Deck the Halls. Rob, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. It's great to be back with you again. Yeah. Have you seen the video?
Yes.
The cats?
Yeah.
It's a mournful day. Little Bub passed away.
Oh.
Little Bub is no longer with us. Sorry, the layers are down. I've been on.
Thank you.
Been on the air.
What's going on,
like,
man?
10 seconds.
We're already killing cats.
Oh,
and
yeah. That's not decking halls.
It's great to be back on the Freak Nation again.
Great to have you.
Crush. Hi, everybody.
And this works out well. Again, this is the third time that Rob Halford, Judas Priest, and he's joined us in the studio. Our daughter's been to his concert. She stayed awake for the entire Saxon and Priest.
Yes, absolutely.
At 4 years old.
At 4 years old.
Incredible.
Awesome. Awesome.
Incredible. You know how to make metalheads,
you guys.
Here's the deal. She fell asleep in Phil Collins last month.
Ooh,
just being honest with you.
You know, Phil. Love you, Phil. ain't the metal, though, is it? That's great.
Wow.
That's great.
So,
Phil Collins. Phil, if you're listening, seriously, what a great, amazing artist. Genesis, his solo career, you know, wonderful. I'm so happy he's back. I'm so happy he's back out on the road.
Yes.
He's facing a few challenges, but, you know, he's there doing what he loves to do, and the fans are happy as well. Sorry, I was wandering away from the mic. Here I am.
Yeah. Rob Halford, Celestial, came out, I believe, October 18th. Was that the release date? Okay, let's just say October.
Yeah, October the, that wasn't quite Christmas, was it? But my label assured me, let's do it now, quick, you know. And my fans are going, dude, it's not even Halloween yet, you know. But it's been great. It's been wonderful. And thank you to everyone that's gotten into it so far. But now we're actually in the season, aren't we, guys? Now it's time to get fully celestialized. I just made that up. Mm. Celestialization.
Oh, it's a word.
Yes.
It works. Yeah. We're calling Urban Dictionary right now.
Now, this isn't your first foray into Christmas carols.
No,
right?
I first dipped my toe in the Christmas pudding about 10 years ago with the Halford Band, as was at that time. And it was a fun thing to do, you know. I've been speaking so much about the holidays and what it means to me personally and everybody else. So, along the years, the fans had said, hey, any chance of another one? And in this instance, a really, really cool collection of musicians, something that I'd never done before.
Right.
Whose idea to get these people together? Was that you?
So, at Christmas time, back home in the homeland, in my hometown, Walsall, having some food with my brother, Nigel, and my nephew, Alex. Both great musicians. My brother has been playing drums for as long as I can remember. Equally, my nephew, Alex, also the son of Ian, the bass god Hill. So I just said, you know, forever we've been trying to find a project, some music to work on. So why don't we do a Christmas record? So there was a clattering of knives and forks. And, yes, let's do it now. Where's the studio? Let's drive there right now. And that's how the initial project came to be.
So this was last Christmas 2018.
Oh, this is like 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yeah, because I had to do a Priest record. You know, I was roaring around the world with Firepower, making the record as well. So this was really a tremendous, a real tremendous display of their talents as musicians. Because, you know, I know what these guys do. I've seen their respective bands. But to actually have the family together was wonderful. So I kind of left it to them. I said, look, this is your record. Here's a bunch of ideas for the songs. By the way, if we can come up with some original music, that would be cool. So they went away and with their buddies on guitar, Blakey and Robert Jones, they just did tremendous work. So it was all coming together while I was away working with Priest. And then I went into a barn on a farm in the middle of the British countryside last summer, I think it was. And I'm singing, deck the halls with boughs of holly. You know, and there's cows outside going, moo. Pig farm just around the back. It was just very surreal. But this is what you do in rock and roll.
Actors talk about that. Rob Halford, Judas Priest joining us here in the Freak Nation. The new record, Celestial. It's very unique Christmas carols. I'll leave it at that. But Priest, rock and roll, hard rock fans, you'll be pleasantly, well, you'll be surprised. You won't be surprised. You'll enjoy it, damn it. Actors and commercial actors talk about it's difficult to set the scene of a Christmas movie or a Christmas commercial in August. How in the...
But that's, have you noticed when now you start to see the Christmas shows on TV, yeah, or the movies? All of these are, you know, from a different timeline. That's what I love about what we do in show business, folks, because it is show business, you know. It's entertainment. And that's the magic of the work that we do, whether we're musicians or people that make movies, you know. And it's not just the people in front of the mic or the camera. It's everybody, you know, because all great things come from teamwork, sports. So, you know, everybody plays a part, but you have to kind of put your head on. Okay, it's July, but really it's December 25th, you know. And to get that magic, to get it to work properly and really sparkle and make you believe, because that's the big word, believe, there it is.
Rob Halford, you said just a couple of minutes ago that you've been talking a lot about what the holidays mean to you. What do they mean to you?
First and foremost, it's family. I think that is the case for most people. You know, it's that bit like Thanksgiving that we've just had here in Phoenix. But you guys kind of do it twice. We don't have a Thanksgiving back in the UK. I think we should, but, you know, whatever.
The food is just tremendous.
Yeah. Oh, God, if I have one more leftover. I had turkey on Thursday, turkey on Friday, turkey on Saturday, turkey on Sunday. I'm starting to, like, you know, sprout feathers here. But you can't beat a good leftover. So, yeah, I've lost the plot already. Where are we going?
Holidays. And
holidays, yeah, and what they mean. Yeah. Family, 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 family. And it's great, isn't it, the way we kind of take it with us through our lives from when we were little kids. I have real strong memories of when I was a little kid, you know, and you can't sleep because you like a bottle of pop, you know, because Santa's on his way. And then you're laying in bed, your mom and dad put you to bed and they give you a good night kiss, and then you're just wide awake, you know, and you just can't close your eyes. And every sound, is that Santa? Is that a reindeer? You know, is it snowing yet? You know, and then of course the big thing for the mums and dads is that for kids, Christmas starts at like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. It's Christmas, and running to mum and dad and jump on the bed. Mm-hmm. Santa, go back to sleep, you know. Have you been through that?
Oh, yes. Just on Thanksgiving, same thing. Our daughter barges through the door. Happy Thanksgiving. I look at my watch. It's 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, eventually the day starts and, you know, you run downstairs and now maybe it's 7 a.m. If you're lucky, it's 8. And you go nuts and tear everything off the presents in about 3.2 seconds.
Precisely.
Like Usain Bolt, it's gone. And then, you know, that's it. Okay, it's Christmas and there's nothing else. I've played with this and the other. And then it's the candy. In England, we have the thing called the selection box. Mm. A traditional thing. It's called a selection box. I don't know why. It's probably because it's got a selection of candy. You've got all the different candies in there.
The families have the selection box?
Yeah, well, they give it to the kids. Do not give your kids candy on Christmas Day, you know, because they're suddenly going around, they're pinging off the walls, you know. And I can remember, like, saying to Mom, Mom, can I just have a bit of chocolate? No, you'll spoil your dinner. Mom, 10 minutes
later.
That's
such a mom thing.
Mom, can I just have one? Oh, just have one piece then. You eat a piece then. 10 minutes later, Mom, can I just have another? You know, and so it goes.
So that was Rob Halford back in the day,
That
huh?
was me back in the day, yeah. And to be quite honest, as I look at these Kit Kats in front of me, that I always get on my trip to the Freak Nation. It's never left me. What about you guys? Do you have this similar kind of thing as kids that you recall that is kind of still with you?
I think you nailed it when you said you just can't sleep, but then you're awake first thing in the morning before the sun and you're just dying to get downstairs, open presents. Yeah, and it's that magic. And it's a shame, I guess. Close your ears if kids are in the car. It's a shame that it does go away as, in parts as you grow up, but then it does come back as well because you're like, forget it. Let's just believe. Let's just enjoy the time that we have together and just what the holiday really is.
And I'm about to have a really special moment this Christmas time because I'm now a great uncle.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh, baby.
And my beautiful niece, this is crazy, isn't it? My sister's daughter has just had a baby, Harper Rose, the beautiful Harper Rose. Ooh. She just celebrated her first birthday last Saturday. So now she's aware of everything, you know? She knows everything that's going on. So she's just going to get... You won't be able to see the kid for gifts when I get home. Is there a baby in there somewhere? You know, because that's what we do. We spoil our kids because we love our kids.
What I wanted to ask you, how does Rob Halford spoil his great niece?
And that's, we'll get the answer to that. We got to pay some bills, Crasher. Rob Halford, Judas Priest, the new record Celestial. It's some wonderful, the mellow sounds of Rob Halford. It's just greatness. Christmas carols. We'll play more of it coming back from break. We'll get to how does Rob Halford spoil his great niece, right?
That's it.
Great niece. Uh-huh. I saw a picture of Rob Halford and Andy Warhol.
Ooh.
Recently.
That's a story.
Okay. And there's a...
In the book.
There's a book coming out that Rob Halford is penning that's going to be out next. So many things to talk about. And the tour continues.
Yes.
Wow.
Never ends.
And Freak Nation, available everywhere. Celestial from Rob Halford. That is Donner and Blitzen.
Thunder and Lightning in German. I've just realized that beat that my brother's doing, isn't it a little bit polka?
Polka?
Didn't we talk polka with you last time, too?
I'm obsessed with polka. Is that like a Milwaukee, Minnesota, Wisconsin polka thing? Polka thing? Sorry, brother Nigel, I love you, but he just... The thing about making music is that you make the music and then like weeks, months later you go, doesn't that sound like a polka beat? It's too late because it's out there. It's a great beat. It's a wonderful beat. He's a phenomenal drummer, my brother. I love him to death as a brother. But to actually have him with me on a record is just like a dream come true. And how nice is that to celebrate together music at the holidays?
Why wasn't he part of you any sooner?
It's time. It's time. It's the sequencing, the calendars, whatever, you know. But things happen for a reason, and here it is.
Bam.
Great.
Now, any news from Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen? Are they pissed off that they're not in this song? I mean,
you see, I picked Donna and Blitzen because of the metalness in Thunder and Lightning.
Boom.
You see? There you go. I don't know what the other guys are up to, but they don't really have the metal going for them. I mean, I can't really, Rudolph or the Red Nose.
Yeah.
Not quite metal for me, but Donna and Blitzen firing on all fours. Oh, sorry.
Rob Halford joining us here in the studio. I want to pay off our tease. What the hell was our...
How do you spoil your great niece?
Oh,
now that she's just
what do you do?
One?
Yeah, because, you know, one-year-olds, not that I have any experience with a one-year-old, but I'm about to. Mm. How was your beautiful baby at one? Do they, when you put something in front of them, do they go, that's not very cool. Or do they go, oh, that's great, you know, and they want to
It's amazing.
Get into
they
it.
Want to know everything about it, and but sight, sound, everything.
Good. Then I made the right choice.
Don't get them clothes.
Don't. Well, first of all.
Get clothes. Get something that makes noise and
first
lights.
Of all, don't get me on Amazon Prime at 4 in the morning when I can't sleep.
Cyber Monday, by the way.
Because I know my guy now. Not my Amazon guy. But yeah, that's exactly what I did. I thought, I got to get something that's bright and flashy and sparkly and makes noise. And I got several of those. I'm going to line them up. And, you know, we're just going to see this kid start tripping. And it's going to be great.
The 50 years of Priest will happen when?
Well,
the tour.
Okay. I guess when Auld Lang Syne is sung out around the kitchen table in Walsall, is there a 50 years today thing? You know, 50 years today.
Yeah.
2020 is the official 50th anniversary of Priest.
It's amazing.
It just sounds nuts, man. You know, I've been making metal for 50 years. It's crazy. And we can't do it again. Like sports, you can't do what you do without your beautiful fans. I know we have a lot of metalheads. Metalheads on the Freak Nation, so thank you to everybody that has looked after Priest for all those years. But we got that happening for all of 2020. It'll probably bleed over into 2021 as well.
Because
we've got a lot of places to go and people to see.
Which is another reason why I want to scream out to the Hall of Fame. And I mean, this is the most obvious year. This May coming up, 50 years of Priest. Hello, it's got to happen, right?
It would be beautiful. This is our second nomination.
Right.
In a relatively short space of time, so we're in wonderful esteemed company again. Mm. I love that the Rock Hall is really for a while now, but is really embracing everybody. You've got Whitney, you've got Pat Benatar.
There's some people
Dave
that don't
Matthews.
Like that. So you like
well,
that.
You see, where do we go with that, guys? You know, isn't that kind of similar to sports? Sports mm-hmm. players mm-hmm. that some players play baseball and then they go play football. Isn't that the same kind of thing where there's a bunch of people that go, no, you should only be doing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty, you know, we got a song that one of the first lines is one life, I'm going to live it up. And it's a blessing to live, right? So if you have an opportunity to show your talent, no matter where it might be, then go ahead and do it. And that's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is doing now. They're embracing everybody for all different kinds of talents and all different kinds of music.
Do you think it should be renamed the Music Hall of Fame? I guess there's some...
I like rock and roll.
Yeah,
I like rock and roll because it's a, you know, yeah, rock and roll, it's just a beautiful phrase and it means so many things. I think the institution, for what it represents and how it began, is pretty important to keep that in one place. But I think everybody is aware now that it's more than what rock and roll means. But for me, that really is a great kind of inclusiveness that we've always thrown out as rock and rollers, whether you're a metalhead or a rock and roller, which is embracing everybody, bringing everybody into the room, everybody into the party, regardless of what kind of music it is, everybody's welcome.
And on the heel of that, when you do finally get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who will be on stage with Rob Halford?
Every time there's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's a tinge of what if, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's an open book. It's an open book. And, you know, I know what you're alluding to, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as I've had to in the past, it's just a case of wait and see. It's a case of wait and see.
Got it.
But it's a celebration, and it's 50 years of Priest, and, man, it's going to be great. If we get in, it's going to be amazing.
It was just tough with Kiss and the whole Peter Criss and Ace Frehley thing.
You it's not the first band that this has happened to, and on the day some things turn out the way a lot of people want them. But I was thinking about this the other day, and this thing came into my head. Jim. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or of the one. Spock, Star Trek.
Holy smokes.
Hello.
When he's in the radiation room. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or of the one.
Oh, that's pretty telling.
Isn't that right?
Wow. That's pretty telling.
Do you think Leonard wrote that, or was this somebody put it in the script?
That's, I don't know.
It was great.
I like to think that was ad-lib.
That's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or a, you know, inspirational card.
We're getting tweets and texts. How's Glenn?
Thank you.
Doing
Thank you for asking.
This,
you always ask about Glenn. It means
yes.
the world to him. When I send him an email, and we keep in touch. He's doing great. You know, this horrible Parkinson's. Man, we've talked about it before, and we can never stop talking about this because there are groundbreaking medicines and research ongoing every day of the year, of the years, and eventually something will come through. And the fans, again, thank you for making the contributions to the Glenn Tipton Parkinson's Foundation, raising an enormous amount of money. And this is all going to a project where there are these machines, and I'm really not up to speed on it, but there are these things now where it can stop tremors, you know, we can at least ease the tremors, whether it's like a brain implant, a head implant, or some kind of, I don't know, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
But there's the still, money from what they're raising through his foundation is going to this.
Going towards that, yeah.
Sweet.
So, you know, thank you.
Sure.
Because every dollar helps, a penny helps. It all goes into the Glenn Tipton Foundation of Parkinson's, and you can find a way to do that by going to any of the Judas Priest socials. Yeah.
And
I'll be seeing him over the holidays. He's riffing away. You know, he can still play guitar in the way that he's playing the guitar now, but he's riffing, and we're writing new Priest material as we speak.
All right. Well, that
which means there will be another Priest
album. Exactly. There it is. You had that question, Kenny.
Andy Warhol. There's a picture. I'm trying to turn this. Listen, I'm trying to turn this.
Is that on my Instagram? At Rob Halford Legacy. I want to reach 500,000.
Is that
Christmas.
Where I found it?
Possibly.
I found it. Someone sent it to me. Someone sent it, a picture of you and Andy Warhol.
Yeah. Okay. I know that picture.
Is this going to be in your book?
The
story of Andy Warhol and Rob Halford.
Yeah. We did a show at the Palladium in New York City, and the label said, you need to do an after show for some people. Yeah. Where is it? It's a, you know, that's the one. Don't zoom in on that T-shirt, Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. What was I thinking? That was before I even came out.
Oh, my God.
But anyway. Oh, see, folks, if Kenny's now under the table.
We haven't posted that.
All right. So, well, I asked you where is that, because I don't know whether I can put that on my Instagram or not. You can only put certain things on Instagram. So, the quick story is that we did the show. We did the Mud Club. I don't know what it was called, the Mud Club. We did the Mud Club, and we're doing this thing. Somebody sent me some audio the other day of the show. It is unbelievable. Got to do something with that once you've got legal on it. But I'm doing my thing. I'm wailing away, and I go, who's that guy? That's not Andy Warhol? No, that's not Andy Warhol. Oh, my God, it's Andy Warhol. And he's standing in front of me with his little Olympus camera taking pictures. So we finished the set, and there wasn't really a dressing room, and people are mingling. And he comes up to me, and he goes, hi. And I go, oh, hi, Andy. How are you? He goes, oh. Andy didn't really speak much.
Right.
Oh, really? He used to say, oh, really, a lot? Hi, Andy. How you doing? Oh, good. So he's looking at, I'm wearing all that stuff, as you can see, and I have a pair of handcuffs. This is in my drinking days, folks, so I'll blame it on the booze. So I take the handcuffs off, and I put one on my wrist, and I put one on Andy Warhol's wrist, and then I tell him, I've lost the key.
Of course.
And he goes, oh, really? I'm sorry, Andy.
There it is again.
Completely
oh, really?
Lost the key. Oh, really? Of course, I hadn't really lost the key. But we ended up going out together. We got a cab and went to Studio 54. Oh, we pull up at Studio 54. I should have had the handcuffs on.
Right.
Halford and Mandy Warhol walking into Studio 4, and that crazy guy, what was the guy's name that let people in, played by Mike, Mike from, oh, Lord.
Let everybody in.
There was a guy that would say you can come in, but you can't come
Mike
in.
Mike Myers played him.
What was his name? So that dude is there, and of course he sees Andy, and he doesn't even go straight in. So Andy went to the left, and I went to the right, and I never saw him again.
Was it?
Oh, you're kidding!
Well, because when you go in that place, it is just bacchanalia. That's the best word. It's bacchanalia. You know,
complete chaos.
I was just mesmerized. I've seen some things in my life, but wow, it was a party. And when I came out of there at daybreak, and it was just, what did you do last night, Rob? Well,
I don't know.
Me and Andy Warhol just handcuffed each other and went for a stroll around Studio 54 in a cab, and before we got there in a cab, and blah blah blah.
Holy crap!
You won't need to read that chapter now in the book,
right?
Confess, that's coming out October.
But see, that's what I love. The stories that you have. And
it's
you said...
life is full of stories.
The book might not be your only thing that you're going to do, you know, during and post music. You may do some podcasts as well. It's these stories that you have that last for days and decades.
We're still cavemen around a fire in a cave. What did you do today, Og? Killed a buffalo. Killed a buffalo? How did he go? Oh, buffalo is difficult to catch. How did you catch him? Oh, picked up a big rock and smashed him in the head. You know, so we're still doing that. We're still doing that all these years later. I love stories. I love stories. It's what makes us humans, humanity. You know, no matter where you are in the world, there's a great story.
Rob, you mean very much to a lot of people, and we appreciate you spending an hour and a half with us again, man.
Has it been an hour and a half?
Yeah. I know.
God, I'm going to shut my mouth now.
You think the other half has found his way down to King Van Buren in 44?
Thomas, you can come back in the room now. Thomas is from Alabama. We've been together for 25 years, and he has a tendency to wander off into the woods trying to reclaim his youth, and he was on the corner of Van Buren and 44th talking to local talent last time we were here.
He's proud of that, too. Happy holidays to you, brother.
Happy holidays, guys. I love you so much. Thank you, Fruit Nation. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you've had an entertaining hour and a half. I probably bored your pants off.
When the book comes out, we'll do this again?
Oh, please. I would love to. Maybe I can read some selections like Oprah's Book Club.
Wow.
That would be wild.
Read them in a painkiller voice. Read them in a very
We can do like a signing. Do let's our do show it. From there.
Let's do it.
There you go.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I'll make that happen.
Cool. Badass. Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays, everybody. I love you all. Thank you.
Rob Halford, Celestial. Get it wherever you get your music. And shock the bejesus out of your mom. Maybe your mom's a closet Christmas Carol metalhead. She'll dig it.
We have one-year-olds, four-year-olds, five-year-olds that are metalheads. So come on.
Boom.
Never be assuming.
It's fantastic, man. One of my favorites, Rob Halford. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
What did I tell you, Freak Nation? The legend, Rob Halford, in the Lucas Oil Studios with the Freaks.